our products are different from anybody else because we got the iCell in it. Right. Our Coldplay's got this extra dimension in it. That's what the tech body is. It's something extra special that we work with, and all other science fails compared to it because they don't work with the leftover non-physical or whatever we want to call this post-non-physical situation. See, iron came forth to create. It, non-physical doesn't create. So that's new. We know that from the beginning, that ion said they didn't create, but we had to adjust to the point they were making a few years ago that they now create, and we're making the a new cloud. So this creative factor of what most secular knowledge, little men think about, they don't think of working in their scientific labs with non-physical. But it's exactly what we do. Carolyn gets new stuff to make every week by talking to non-physical. She doesn't have any other way to find out about it. Ian said there were some Russians who almost made the RNA drops. They were so smart, they figured it out that, shit, we can't make it because we're not, we don't have ion. They knew how to get real close, but they were, I'm saying that's pretty smart to realize you got to have ion to make it work. And they realized that, so they gave up. And now they sit back, everybody in the elite sits back and waits for me and Carol and JW to do stuff. And we met with them in July in the Department of Homeland Security in Atlanta. You know, I told you that Trump visited JW in on November 8th, or the day before or so. JW, he doesn't know Trump. He got an email from the White House. I don't know if it was signed by Trump, but from the White House, saying that Trump would be in Atlanta on November 8th to start his black initiative to get the blacks, who are normally Democrats in Atlanta, to become Republicans. And the message said, while Trump is in Atlanta, he wants to meet with you. So JW went to the hotel, and there was a lot of media and a lot of noise around Trump. So Trump didn't have much time to talk to JW, but he came over, and he probably didn't want to say anything too significant that would be picked up by the world. So he just said to Trump, how's Carolyn doing in her work? That's what Trump said to JW. How is Carolyn doing in her work? That's all he said. That's the code word. You know, he's basically saying, what's Bob up to? How's Bob doing? But he has to cover it with the respectable side. You know, the better part of myself, all that bullshit. But that's what was said. A week later, Trump was poisoned, Brian. A week later, poisoned. He survived because he's on our products. And Ian said, Trump knows that. Nobody else knows it. But he knew it. And then a month later, JW was poisoned. And then a month after that, JW's wife was poisoned, and they both survived easily because of our products. So this is part of the drama that's going on right now as we get rid of the residue of the little bit of resistance in NASA, let's say.
Is that the group or the faction that tried to poison or did the poisoning?
Well, if I ask Ion, he never tells Carol and I. He doesn't give us the hottest details because then we're implicated. We know too much. So he keeps us ignorant. It's practical.
Do they know by what means the poisoning? Was it in the food supply? Was it the water? How did they?
It was ricin. They did ricin, R-I-C-I-N, which everybody says to me is a very potent poison.
Right.
It was ricin. And that kills people. But it didn't kill Trump. It killed his food taster, but it didn't kill him. And it didn't kill JW. They had to, they did an intervention. I don't know if it was necessary or not. But he went through it, and he survived. And then a month later, he was dropping his wife off at home. And she said, no, I want to go to your medical appointment because it's always interesting. The doctors there are always investigating JW's changed innards, blood and all that, and they're puzzled by it. So she said, no, I'm going to go with you and see what they say. So while they're in the waiting, the doctor's office, his wife keeled over. And JW said, you never saw anybody move so fast. Within 5 seconds, so to speak, she was in the intensive care, and they were working on her. And then they did their stuff, and she survived. And they think they did it, and they're still curious about what happened. But At least Ion says it's ricin. Maybe Ion's not saying it exactly what it really is. JW got poisoned a month after Trump, who was around November 16th. And what happened in around that weekend, the press said, hey, Trump went and had a check-in at the Walter Reed Center. What's going on here? And the White House said, no, just a check-up. And they said something like, you just had a check-up 10 minutes ago. You must be sick. Hey, you're going to die, aren't you? Hillary will get back in power. And the White House just stood there and said, no, it was just a check-up. No problem, and everything's okay. So they didn't discuss what actually happened. Then JW got poisoned a month later. And then his wife a month after that. So
yeah, I know, but I'm not talking about the poisoning. I'm talking about JW going and getting physicals or whatever they're doing. And you're saying that the doctors are confused by what they're seeing. What exactly is there? Are there any specifics of what they're seeing? Is this blood?
Well, maybe Carolyn. I don't know if we know the details, but Carolyn, is there any terms from a medic about the blood stuff that JW or Ryan's told you about what they're looking at?
I don't know. It's just that it's different. Nothing.
More than one thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of his innards is odd. And they can know that our stuff protects them. But they're trying to figure out how to make whatever we got on their own so they can control it. And Ion says they'll fail. They're looking at the stuff, and then they're thinking it out, okay, something's protecting his blood. We know he's taking this weird stuff that he gets from somebody because they know about the drops and all that. And so they go off and try to figure out how to make it themselves. So they're trying to find a way to explain it so that they can duplicate it within the knowledge that they think they've discovered. Isn't that right, Carol? Yeah. So when when his wife went with him, that was JW making his monthly appointment with them after being poisoned a month before. So they will do it again. They'll look at him this month or something. The thing is that the reason we wouldn't talk about this, but we have sort of become so impervious over the last a couple of months, especially since we survived the poisoning, that we're really in charge. And JW was even able to tell some people to back off, and they did. What we have going for us is that the scientists, and you know, you read what kind of magazine? Wired magazine. They'll talk about the crazy theories and the crazy developments in the labs in all kinds of sciences. So it's gotten quite extreme, and it's not unusual that, scientists will announce, oh, we're going to talk about this thing they announced the other day. They got a bacteria.
A fungus
that can make endless electricity. So, and they announced it. And, so you're going to hear Ion talk about it. But back to this. No, there's two stories. Fungus eats radiation and the bacteria that makes endless electricity. And we deal with both of them. But the scientists are quite avant-garde now. They know they gotta do something different. And they know we figured out how to do it differently. We've got Ion. And they know the world's fucked if this breakthrough doesn't get implemented. So they really respect us. And they're waiting for us to bring it forth in some ecological way that doesn't destroy everything. And so they don't kill us because they want the technology. So we talked to them in July. They said, okay, you guys got it. How can we help you, they say, right? But it was our first meeting. They ain't going to help us, but they're going to be 10.
Right.
And I had even said that Larry Kudlow, I remember he used to have a talk show in New York when we lived there. He's like, secretary or something. And Ion told us months ago that Larry Kudlow is the guy who's going to come to us and say, okay, you guys are Americans. And you, Bob and Carolyn, just became Americans a couple years ago. You're not even really legitimate Americans. You just did it in 2016. So you need to impress us for us to respect you as new Americans. So why don't you do your patriotic duty and give us the technology? We know what to do with it. and he's going to give that pitch to us. And I said, do not listen to the fucker. He's an idiot. So, not to be trusted. And he's probably listening right now, or his aides are listening right now. This is what they don't like. Bob's not controllable. Bob gets on there and tells shit, not as much as Ion. If you listen, Ion tells more shit than I do about what I'm told. I'm told not to tell anybody, and then he'll do it tonight. If he comes back, he'll start saying shit that one up me that he's not supposed to tell anybody.
And that, but see, that's the very thing that's got them all up in arms is all of the stuff that's happening that's outside of their control. That's what terrifies them the most is all of this that's going on that's outside of their control. Like Trump.
Yeah.
When he came in, he wasn't your, you know, your lifetime politician that is controllable. He was out of control, and it's like, what's going on? And then, and I agree, you know, with JW, anytime you got a government agent come and says, y'all, you got to give this stuff to us because we don't know what to do with it. It's like, yeah, okay, the government's track record is like stellar, you know, as far as how they can wreck something instead of making something actually work. But
Yeah, they'll just put it on the shelf. But you got to understand that when did the tech body start to surface? It was always there, and now we're doing the Egyptian Book of the Dead, because that is the only scripture in the past. The Bible does it obliquely, but the Egyptian Book of the Dead particularly spells out the tech body. That's why it's timely to do that text right now. So you got to give the Egyptians credit. And it's about the merger of non-physical with the physical. The dead start walking around, more and more dead. Bert, Gordon Ein works with dead people. I pass this woman every day. She's dead. More and more dead people are here because the veil, the division between physical and non-physical is thin. So the Egyptian Book of the Dead is all about how to deal with that situation when the dead are walking among you and they don't know what to do with themselves. So, and the tech body is part of that phenomenon. It's after the Gotha empties. It's technology after the Gotha empties. That's really profound to get. And we work with non-physical to be able to sort of attempt to control it or to move it in an interesting direction. The advantage we have, and Ion says so far, I'm not allowed to get too carried away and super confident. I could, Ion controls me, but I say, well, Bob, yes, you're protected so far. All right? So I don't know how I break the confidence of it, we have the advantage that Ion, will tell us, what's coming. Moves are made, we got the advantage. We get out of town before they attempt it. And we have bodyguards around us, which is very interesting, that phenomenon. I'll give you an example. We have a bodyguard that JW has assigned to us for years, and we've never met him. But when we were in Nova Scotia, we flew back to Hawaii. When we got the plane in Vancouver and flew to Maui, something happened on the plane, and later JW reported to me what our bodyguard saw. He said Bob was acting like a jumping rabbit, a jumping jack, jumping up and down out of his fucking seat. Okay, and that was really correct. So I knew the guy had seen me, and I found out he was sitting behind us. Now, I had been looking around, not for a bodyguard, I don't even think about it, but there was a guy across the aisle that was looking at me, and I was looking at him, and we were just looking back and forth, so I got distracted by him and didn't look behind me. I often look to see who's behind me. I didn't, but if I had looked behind me, I would have seen the guy. I wouldn't know he was the guy, but I might have remembered, and then later, when JW tells me that guy that I didn't look at noticed what I was doing, then I'd have an image. Oh, I saw that guy. Anyways, the reason I was jumping up and down is Carolyn had a cold. She was in a bad fucking mood. And I had to follow every little desire and whim she had. So she would put I'd have to put the bag up, you know, above us.
We were in the first row with no hair to put our hair on.
Oh, yeah. See, Carolyn, we're bringing back the Carolyn of that that day. She's here with a bad mood. And so she said we were in the front, we were in first class front row, there's no room to put the bag. And so, I had to put the bag up above us, but she'd forget something. So I'd bring the bag back down. And then I had to get out what it was, they put the bag back up. And I had to stand up to do what he said. Then I sit down. Then I had to jump back up because I didn't get the right thing. Then I bring it back down. I must have done this about four times. And so it did look odd that I was jumping up and down in the front seat. Anybody looking at me? They could see I was doing something with the overhead, but it was sort of odd that I was moving it up and down rapidly. They couldn't see why I was doing it. I was being ordered by my bride. So, He reported at JW that Bob was jumping up and down like a, you know, jackass. So, what are you laughing at?
Jackass.
Oh, you? Yeah, jackass. Yeah, Carol likes that. But she was in a very bad mood because she wasn't feeling right. Oh, she didn't like anybody to think she's ever in a bad mood. Well, when she gets a cold, she's in a bad mood.
And you gave me a cold.
Oh, I gave her the cold. That's another thing I had to put up with. So anyways, so I said, if the plane started to crash, I asked JW, what the fuck can the bodyguard do? And Ian says, in his own suitcase, he must have had the parachutes. He'd slap the parachute on us and then throw us down the toilet. So it's natural to say, what do you mean, that little tiny hole? I can't fit down that. And JW says, no, it opens up. The apparatus opens up when they, whenever they want to. And so you have a big hole that you jump out of. So that makes total sense. All the guy has to do is be really good at slipping the parachute on you and then throwing you down the toilet. And you'll get out of the plane.
But Sky Goddess Sue said that bullshit.
No, Sky Goddess Sue wasn't sure about what to say about it. She didn't know about it. Or did, but she was ambivalent about it. She didn't seem to know exactly. Hey Brian, how did he get the seat? He's got connections. He can get the seat. Mm-hmm. He finds out where we're going to be, and then he gets the seat right behind us. So I don't know how I got into this situation, but that's what the dark soul means. I'm important. We have bodyguards here. I've never met them, but we have them according to JW, and I know the guy's name. And if he comes to the door, JW says, and whatever he tells you, you do it. You know, whether to lie down or get in the car, you do it. So we're being super protected. And as Ian said, you can't do what we're doing. You can't go this long, 10 years, and be a big upset to the real establishment that has a stake in everything, and survive. Look, they even decided they couldn't beat Trump in November. Just fuck it, let's kill him. So they tried to kill him, but Trump's protected by our stuff.
I've often wondered that. I'm like, they hate him so bad, and he is so, like, uncontrollable, unpredictable, does everything opposite. You know, he plays a totally different game. That's the thing I think. I was like, how have they not killed him yet? Well,
yeah.
You know.
90% of the world think that. They know that's what goes on. I've told a few old friends what we're doing, and they say, well, don't fucking call me again, Bob, because you're going to get killed, and I don't want to be dragged into it. that's my old friends. So, yeah, we're super protected. Super protected. So far.
See, I would be questioning, what do you mean by that so far? What are you talking about, you know?
Well, you want to ask, Ion that. If Ion comes back, you say, Bob, why are you saying so far? What are you, a fickle boss or something, Ion, you know, fickle agent? You ask him.
Well, maybe it's just simply this. You're only protected so far because after a little bit, the protection won't be required. You'll be at a point where, like you said, even if they try to poison you, it's not going to work. Even if they send assassins.
Brian, that was stated to me the other day. We now reached that point. I said, Bob, you can do anything you want, and Carolyn can do anything she wants. You've passed the danger point. That's actually what's happened. So, Ian, do you have anything to add to what I said, Any corrections or anything? Brian's asking about the so far. What's this? We're protected so far.
It's all in the Goober Snatcher. Every bit's laid out in the Goober Snatcher, in row, in order, line by line, precept on precept.
Well, Bert, could you look at it, Bert?
Slowly we turn.
You turn.
I'm on it, Bob.
Yeah, read, say, the last five entries by Ion.
Oh, needs more than that. There's more than that. You had us pissed on pretty hard there, boss.
What do you mean, pissed on? Is that something
that bothered
you?
Some people get pissed off. Some people get pissed off. We only get pissed on.
It's all part of being physical, Ion. You wanted to be physical. That's what comes with it.
Oh. Okay.
I see posts that think he was describing JW, said he has no RH factor any longer. Specific gravity has changed. Most levels are off the chart. Total body reset is in the codex. Strange to fix your health and all in an odd sort of way.
Great. So he did tell some stuff. Good.
Yeah.